The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Little did you know that however many years it is now, I think we're on 18, 19 years, we'd be sitting here discussing all this.
I know.
And the last thing that you say in that scene is, "I can't wait to see what happens." What's up, everybody? Welcome in. We've got another episode of Back to the Beach with Stephen and Kristen. I am Stephen Colletti, of course.
I am Kristen Cavallari.
And here we are.
We are in person.
In person at the Dear Media studio here to give you the final episode of season two of Laguna Beach, the real fishbowl. I mean, the real Orange County.
I like that. Did you happen to catch the name on this one?
I did not.
Okay.
It's The Last Surf, right?
So, well, I saw two different titles. I watched it on Netflix, and on the actual like title card, I guess you would call it says The Last Surf. But then when you click into the episode, when it says the title right before the episode actually begins, it said One Last Wave. So I'm like, where is the disconnect between all of these employees? You know, like, who comes up with this? They just pull it out of their ass.
That's so funny. First of all, good for you for recognizing that. Because
like
I actually,
usually you.
In all these freaking notes over here, I have nothing with the title of the episode, just
that
the episode number.
Me.
And the fact that it's season two and the fact that it aired November 14th, 2005, which, you know,
wow,
very important information we
that
like
is.
To give here. But well done. Way to pick up the slack there.
Thank you.
There's some sort of like, from whether it's Netflix, whether it's Paramount Plus, whether it's MTV.com and what MTV wrote. And it's funny, I have two descriptions here of what the episode is because
okay,
there's always something a little bit different.
I know, which is so funny to me.
And I always kind of get a kick out of it because somebody like, either somebody like, I think there's one that there's like, a guy who really likes to kind of pump you up a little bit.
But we like him. Keep him.
And then there's somebody who's just like, I mean, just get fucking through this job. And like, and just like types it out really fast and it's a little off.
I love the differences. Okay, wait. So do you have both?
Yeah. All right. So this is the first one from Paramount Plus. Okay. It says, "It's the end of summer and time has come for everyone to leave the beautiful Laguna Beach. The cast must come to terms with where their lives will go from here." So I was like, all right.
Okay.
All right. And the next one, I feel like this is, you know, in honor of the fishbowl and a final read here. I was cracking up at this one and I think it deserves a little David Attenborough.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Planet Earth. He's the British guy. He's the narrator of a lot of those like relaxing nature shows.
Okay.
So in honor of
this.
The real fishbowl.
Here we go.
Here we go. Sorry, David Attenborough. The summer sun is setting on Laguna Beach as Kristen prepares to leave for the next chapter of her life in college. College, huh?
Well.
And LC gets ready to move to Los Angeles. So college?
Well, I went to one class. So yeah, I was leaving to go to college, quite honestly. That was the plan. Changed course very quickly.
Where did you go to college?
So I think we may have talked about this earlier, but I was enrolled at LMU up here in LA. Loyola Marymount.
Okay.
And literally went to one class, public speaking. Had to go around and say, "Hi, I'm Kristen Cavallari from Laguna Beach." And everyone's like, "Oh my God." I was like, "I can't
be
here.
Who the fuck?"
Hi.
Oh, so that's why.
Well, I actually booked a show. I was hosting a show for UPN, which no longer exists, but it was a network back in the day.
That would be a long run, by the way, because I don't know if you know, Laguna was 18 years ago.
18 years ago, so yeah. And I was traveling around the country. So honestly, it was a combination of the two. But I was working. That's really why I dropped out of college. And you know, the college life just wasn't for me, quite simply.
I feel you. It's a little interesting there with a lot of people that are meeting you for the first time that they have seen you on TV. And all of a sudden, you walk into their class. I actually do remember that. I remember that you went to LMU. But that's impressive that you went to one class.
Thank you.
And then called it a day.
Yeah, I'm proud of that.
That's a record. You can't beat that. Well done.
I also had this fear of public speaking. And so I was like, why would I put myself in this position?
Now I
actually enjoy it. But there was a long time where I would get like anxiety having to get up in front of a group of people and talk.
Okay.
So anyways, yeah, all of those things together. I said, well, maybe this isn't for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Things turned out okay.
I'll take the credit on the show, you know? It seems like, and people probably still think I'm going to USC at this point because we've never cleared that up.
That's right. To start season two, you are very pumped on USC, especially going to the football games.
Absolutely.
We talked about that, but we should give you a little credit here because the self-proclaimed cold-hearted, whatever you want to say there.
Thank you.
You are very human after all, because this episode, I think you cry in every single scene.
I do.
Are you okay?
You know, I guess, thanks MTV, after 30 whatever episodes, you know, season one and season two, they finally showed that I am a real person with real emotions. I appreciate that. I'll end on a high note. I'll take it. But I was so emotional watching this entire episode. Everyone's emotional. But yes, I am crying a lot in this episode. And now I kind of understand like what you were going through season one with prom and graduation and, you know, moving up to San Francisco and everything. Cause I had forgotten about a lot of these moments. And this is probably my favorite episode in the entire two seasons, just because having those real goodbyes to your friends and all of that real raw emotion is so special. I had forgotten about a lot of those moments. And so to go back and relive that, I was crying watching it. And I felt like I was just right back there again. And obviously not many people can say that they have those moments. So yeah. I loved this episode.
You know what?
Selfishly, I'm sure. I don't know if other people watching it thought the same thing.
It's a great episode. I mean, I feel like they tie everything up in a bow for us for the first two seasons. They're clearly going a different direction for season three. And, you know, The Hills is starting, so Lauren's off doing that.
You know, it's interesting. They didn't even really set up season three. I forgot about season three watching it.
Well, I watched a part of the first episode.
You did?
Just so we could finish with
you
this.
You really do your homework. I'm impressed.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a moment. But no, I feel you. You know, I don't remember this episode at all.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see how it plays out because the main part of the episode, the meat of it, is there's a big scene with Lauren and I talking about our friendship and everything and what's to come in life. Yeah. And there's a big scene between you and I. And I was shocked to see that. And I don't remember anything. Everything at the end, the whole montage that happens is you're reflecting a little bit. And I was like, look at all these nice, sweet moments that are in here. And yeah, look, I think that is a lot of what's maybe been covered up by me focusing too much on some of those more negative moments and kind of, you know, putting the show in that box. And then, but I, you know what? I didn't watch a lot of the episodes towards the end of season two. And I think this is the first time I've seen this episode.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember. No memories were coming back as far as me watching this episode. I was like, holy shit. I didn't know that this was in here.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, so, that's really cool.
I
don't remember filming that scene on the beach with you either, though.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it seemed like we were in a great place. I mean, we'll get there, but.
Yeah. Yeah, first of all, the crying in every episode, very sweet. And it is like you're saying that you understand now kind of what we were going through. It was interesting for me to see you guys go through that as well. And it's a, you know, because what we're dealing with, kind of what Lauren and I are talking about as we're moving to this next chapter or moving to LA, or it's this next iteration of post high school.
Right.
But we've kind of like, we've matured about it a little bit in our little, you know, 20-year-old, 19-year-old selves at that point. You see a little bit of that maturity. What you guys are going through is like, well, wait a minute. All I wanted to do was get the fuck out of here. And now that time has come.
Holy shit. Am
I going to be okay?
I know.
And I think that, you know, again, it's something that all people can relate to at that point in their life. It's such an interesting moment that everyone goes through. So yeah, it's really cool to see those scenes with all you guys and see you emotional like that. Like you're a little roller coaster of trying to figure out are you going to be okay? And what's next? And wait a minute. Was really interesting in this episode. And I was wondering for you, because you cry in every scene, what was the first scene that you cried watching? Was it right away?
I have right here, and this is when Alex, Jessica, and I are predicting everyone's future.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it's so funny because I've had a lot of people over the years be like, how ironic that everyone said that you were going to be a TV host and you did. And I've always been like, I don't remember
that.
Yeah,
who said that? Where?
Yeah. So that was actually cool for me to see. But I have next to that, I'm crying. So I guess I was crying immediately.
Oh, every scene.
Every scene, literally. Yeah. I this was a very emotional episode for me for sure. And it's funny because when the girls and I are talking about everyone's future, I feel like it's all kind of spot on.
Oh, totally.
I mean, we really nailed it. And me still being single. Well, guess what, guys? I am still single. Yes, I was married, but I am still single. So shit, they were right. Or well, I was right. No, I said that about myself.
Little did you know that however many years it is now, I think we're on 18, 19 years, we'd be sitting here discussing all this.
I know.
And the last thing that you say in that scene is, I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
And here we are later talking about this show, reflecting. And you guys did nail it. It's Jessica got married and had kids pretty quickly.
A thousand of them.
Yep. And she's like, and Jessica says that you're going to go on I can see you being a host. And you're like, really?
I know. Really? What makes you think that? Because I'm on TV currently.
And you're already signing up to host the show. Which is really funny. So yeah, then you do that. And it's funny to see you guys pretty spot on about it.
We say that Jason was going to have a beer belly, which he did for a few years. But I would say out of everybody, he's had the most transformation, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really cool to see Jason in Laguna Beach, what we thought he was going to still be to how he is now. He's like the most inspiring, I would say, out of all of us.
Yep.
So I just thought that was cool. I just wanted to give him a quick shout out for that.
Absolutely. And it's been so nice to connect with him. We did the episode with him, which was, I think, one of my favorite episodes of the podcast, talking to him. And him and I were catching up really for the first time in a long time. We had lost touch a bit. And even just recently before the podcast, we had played golf together and it was the first time.
I remember that.
So
yeah.
It was great to have that and see him. And yeah, you know what? I will say also, everybody, you know, connecting, even when we did the video for your campaign for Uncommon James, connecting with everyone in the episodes, it's really great to see everyone, you know, doing well and see how far everyone's come and the choices they've made in their life. It's really awesome. But, you know, speaking of Jason, the contrast there between you girls and you know, sharing your emotions and being open.
I love this.
To the boys, last surf, one final wave, whatever you want to call it. The gnarlies are just flying around like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here, bro. Like there's no I love yous or anything.
It's so funny. The difference in guys to girls, I was cracking up so hard.
Yeah,
girls are like, how am I ever going to move on from you? Guys are like, all right, call me, bro. It's so great.
And you can see, you know, the producers, of course, are telling the guys, like, we need some sort of, you know, feelings of like, all right, how do you guys feel? This is your last time at the beach. Like, I know you guys are probably going to come back and surf again here sometime. But this is the last time before you all go away. Like, why don't you talk about that? Guys were like, yeah, it's pretty gnarly, man. Like,
we'll still be friends.
I guess this is it, right?
I know.
Bye, beach.
It's so great.
Bye, sir.
I think Cedric was the only one who was actually leaning in. He's like, bye, beach. She wants to say goodbye to the beach. Talon and Jason are like,
yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. You know, and Cedric takes a moment, which I see you and Lauren playing your parts very well, or just, you know, you've come into your own as far as the characters in the TV show. Mm-hmm. The last couple episodes we've seen in this season, you guys take those little extra moments. I know sometimes the producers are giving it to you, but you're very comfortable in the environment. And I think it's great for the audience because, you know, you guys are just more comfortable on camera. And those little moments where you're taking an extra second or watching somebody drive away or whatever it is, it can be cheesy, but it's impactful in a story that's built for TV.
Well, I think it's a combination too of, yes, being more comfortable on camera. You know, we've been doing it now for a long time, but also, to me, like, this emotion and this experience that I was going through was the realest thing I did on the show, you know? So I think that in itself lent a hand to just being naturally really comfortable too, because I was really leaving. I was really moving out of my house. These are all real goodbyes. Like, it's all very real. To me, this was the most real episode. The realest episode, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
there was. And so I think that just kind of shines through.
I would agree. And there's some stuff when we'll get into it where there's really some great, sincere moments in these scenes that, of course, are set up for the show, for MTV to get what they need to kind of put a bow on this whole thing. But there's also a lot of really pure, innocent moments, which are great. And I think, make this episode stand out and perfect for a finale. There's a cute little scene with Alex M and Taylor, and they're just crying again. The tears are just rolling everywhere. Alex is saying it's different. Taylor's like, it's going to be a lot different. And then Alex has this great line, it's who am I going to hang out with?
I know. I love that.
And that's, I think, a lot of the pressure for people when they're at this point in their life where they're like, all right, I'm so excited to go to college. And then all of a sudden it's here. And it's like, wait, oh, I'm not bringing all my friends with me. I'm not bringing all my comforts. My parents aren't going to be there I'm not going to lean on them when I go. And it's really interesting to see this realization in real time and what part of what I think makes this show stand out, because it's real. These moments are real with these people.
All right, you guys, let's chat about our good friends, HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Flavor is in full bloom at HelloFresh. Enjoy the taste of spring with chef-crafted recipes featuring ripe seasonal ingredients delivered right to your door.
HelloFresh does more than just delicious dinners. Not only can you take your pick from 40 weekly recipes, but you can choose from over 100 items to round out your order. From snacks and easy lunches to desserts and pantry necessities. Everything arrives in one box on a delivery day you choose.
When the spring sunshine is calling your name, don't call for takeout. Get HelloFresh instead. Their quick and easy meals make feeding the family a cinch and without that high price tag. Their new fast and fresh options are ready in just 15 minutes or less.
No more scouring the grocery store for that one ingredient to complete your recipe. HelloFresh takes away all that hassle by delivering fresh, pre-portioned ingredients so you have exactly what you need and helps you cut down on food waste.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to be real with you. Between working on my most recent cookbook and then just promoting the heck out of it, I am burnt out on cooking. I have not wanted to make one single meal. So I'm really leaning on HelloFresh right now to get me and my family through the days, because I'm just in a cooking rut at the moment. So HelloFresh has really come in clutch for me here.
Well, guys, find out why HelloFresh is the number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/Beach16 and use code Beach16 for 16 free meals and free shipping. All right, you guys, the show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, it's so easy to get caught up with what everyone else needs from you, and you never take a moment to think about what you need from yourself. We've mentioned it here on this podcast, but we absolutely prioritize our mental health here. It's a big reason why we're here having fun with Back to the Beach and talking about all the old episodes and what was true, what was not, what you guys watched on this little show when we were teenagers, when we were still developing our brains. But we obviously have spent time now to be able to elaborate a little bit and take back some of the narrative that was built for us and discuss, you know, what was really going on, which has been therapeutic, wouldn't you say, Kristen?
Absolutely. I have loved the experience. I mean, I've said it before, you guys, but I can't stress enough how much I love therapy. There's never been a time where I haven't walked out of therapy feeling so much better. Just to have that third party, that sounding board with an unbiased opinion, I think is really beneficial. So you guys, if you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Guys, find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beach10 today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/beach10. And then, yeah, let's get into the meat of kind of MTV rounding out this whole, the whole love triangle of it all, if you will. And they have—
let's round it out.
Yeah. They have me popping over to Lauren's house for a good friendly conversation about life. And before I meet you at the beach, which, by the
typical.
Way, yeah, very typical. I was shocked to see, well, actually, I'm not shocked because I know what probably happened, but that I was not in the same wardrobe walking down the beach to meet you from what I wore to Lauren's house.
I mean, you would think.
and how, here's my spidey senses on that one. I feel like they probably asked me to wear something because they did this a lot. And there was times toward the end where I'm like, I'm not going to wear the same clothing because I know what you guys are going to do at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got to push back a little bit. And that was my big pushback. is
I'm changing
little things
my clothes, because,
yes,
damn it.
I'm wearing something different. We're going to make it a different day and it'll
you
fix—
you got them.
It'll fix everything. Boy, did I get another one up on him. TV.
Good work.
So they split it up with a commercial break after that scene with Lauren and I, and they come back. And I think, you know, you can't tell when you're streaming it, but you know, the transition piece is there and it's like the waves are crashing.
So you really felt like they wanted it to be the exact same, like right after Lauren's house. Cause I didn't get that, but
oh, really?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm, I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff like you do. I think I'm just watching it as a viewer and I get sucked in and I'm this is great.
See, I'm so sensitive to it. That's the whole thing for me is the what was put out there. You know, I guess biggest insecurity with the whole show is just that how this love triangle was portrayed and how memorable it wound up being for people and being like, oh man, this is, you know, an odd thing for me to swallow, basically. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. So you're paying attention
to I'm paying attention to those details.
You know, what I did notice was Lauren's capri pants because those were so trendy.
And
you would never be caught dead in those now. But I was like, God, it was such a time to be alive. Capris. That's bought Sailor some capris and she was like, what are these?
daughter
well,
throws them away.
Short. It's, like, it's also not a pant. I'm like, I don't know. It's in between.
How old is your daughter?
She's 7.
7. She's like, what are these capris, mom?
Little Zara capris. I'm going to just put them on.
Get these out of here.
What do you mean?
You know, it's a sweet scene with Lauren and I. You know, MTV. It's, of course, an MTV scene, but we've got some nice moments in there. And I think you see, you know, why Lauren is so great at her job in these shows. You know, the way that she's describing her feelings and she's wearing her heart on her sleeve. And what MTV needs her to get, she's nailing for them. And there's a lot of those lines in there where she's saying, everybody changed so much, but when we all got together this summer, it was the same. And kind of what I alluded to earlier, yes, there is a little bit of growing up because you do, to me, I think you grow up the most in your life. That 1 year you go away to college, that is a big...
It's a huge jump.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the most drastic years of your life, probably when your kids arrive as well, of course. But when you're young, it's when you go away, of course. So there, you know, there's the maturity there. And she's, you know, she's talking about guys and I have bad judgment. She's like, you're going to disagree with that. And then, of course, I'm like,
I know.
Foot in my mouth. I'm not going to say anything there.
I know. Which is funny because, you know, obviously this is when her and Jason were done for a minute. But then she moves up to LA and goes right back.
Of course. So, yeah, you know, look, MTV needs us to get together and chat. And it's funny because I get there and I'm like, oh, my view, like the view I fall in love with. And at the end of the scene, I'm talking about my truck. Like Lauren's okay to talk. You know, she's more, you know, open to talking about her feelings and her personal relationships. And I'm like sitting there like, oh, cool lamp and nice
chair.
She
was emotionally mature, I think, for her age, especially next to us.
And that, yes, and that is what I'm trying to say. I give her a lot more credit because I'm still fidgety and awkward there. And she's more stoic now in these moments. And there's a little, I want to point out at the end there, they've got a little line cut from LC that's coming from me and it's over her nod. She's nodding at something during our conversation, but MTV put it at the end of this conversation with the wild line for me saying, here we go again. Mm. And of course, what MTV's trying to do is really paint the picture of like, oh, LC's going to be in LA, Steven's going to be there. We're going to get together,
let's
you know?
Let's
see what happens. So, it's funny to see how that was edited together and how they made that conversation and work for their show. And then we get outside and I'm like tapping my car and saying goodbye there. And I'm like, all right, peace. You know where to find me.
I know. That was funny.
So, and speaking of crying, I will say the truck, and I think I've mentioned this before. It's the last time we're seeing this truck in the show. Oh. I did cry when I sold that thing. I sat in it, cried like a baby, which was unexpected.
So many memories.
Yeah, a lot of memories
of good
in that
times
thing.
In that truck. I get it.
But then, all right.
Then let's go to the beach, shall we? You and me, for one last hurrah.
Yeah. So there, you know, the editors, the composer who I've got here, what is his name? I want to give him credit. John Ernst, the composer. Obviously, all the music. There's a lot of great stuff from that time in the show.
I actually wrote down that I feel like most of this episode was just really sad music. Emotional music. Yeah. Not much was actually said. It was mostly the music and some cheers.
Yeah, I know. It evokes.
It works.
Yeah, it evokes an emotion there. And the song, there's a few things playing. But I was just going to say, there's a little transition. It's a great shot. Again, they're hitting their stride with the show. You know, you're sitting there. It's over you in the staircase in the background. And then I come walking down. It's very dramatic. Yeah. There's a little music shift, you know, a little beat transition from what they used coming out of the scene with Lauren, coming out of also the commercial break. And then, okay, a little bit of a shift. Now Steven and Kristen are having a conversation.
Yeah.
Interesting to see how they chose to edit that. But yeah, there's a funny little scene here. Huh?
I like the scene. I mean, I felt like you and I seemed really comfortable. Again, I just feel like the emotion was very real. Like I know I was actually sad here. You know, I think that they filmed all this in real time, obviously. And I think for me, the biggest thing from this scene was I said at one point, you know, the whole year I just wanted to leave and now it's really happening. For the longest time, probably up until a few years ago, I never lived in the moment. It was like I always wanted to be in the next phase of my life. And now in the last few years, I'm trying to just be present because you know, some of the best years of your life, you don't even realize you're in them when you're in them. And then they're gone. And you're like, why couldn't I just enjoy that moment? Mm-hmm. That's been like the biggest takeaway for me. But it's interesting that I had that insight at age 18 and I didn't apply it to my life.
Mm. It's such a sensitive, kind of complicated time in one's life at that moment. And it's a unique feeling. You may be a little wise beyond your years at that moment of like this, of like, all right, I feel like this is a teaching moment for myself. I'm learning something here. This is a new experience, a new feeling. You know, I wrote down here that you're deep in thought as I'm coming down the stairs. And if you see, like, you could see on your face, there's a weight of everything that's about to change in your life.
Yeah.
And yes, like you said, you've been waiting for it, but are you ready for it? And I can actually really see those feels on your face. And I wrote that she's got all the weird feels. And,
I know, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I said Alex and I went through a phase where we were just over it. I think that's more what it was. Like, there was a phase of senior year where we're like, we just want to get out of here. We're over this.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so much fun. Like, that was like some of the best times. And instead of just being like, okay, I can't wait to move up to LA. I can't wait to do this. Just enjoy it because it's over in a flash. And that's life. Yeah. Especially now having three kids, it's like everything just goes by so quickly. But I think that's like the biggest takeaway is just enjoy the moment. Just be present. I think mm-hmm. for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look, I think this scene here, it's funny, you know, we've talked about it before. Everything, it's so fresh from out of our relationship at that time, that everything is still kind of boiling there. But you do see some maturity.
Yeah.
A little maturity between us where there we still managed to get into some sort of like, you know, you're saying I don't have any negative thoughts. And I'm like,
See?
Yeah. And then
we were talking about the sushi date on the beach.
That's right.
And I was having a positive reflection.
Yes.
And I said, see, I don't just have all these negative thoughts. So clearly you felt like I only looked at our relationship in a negative light, which... I mean, I really don't.
I think I was projecting at that moment.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, man, we went through a lot of shit.
I mean, we did go through a lot of shit, but like truly and now obviously so much time has passed, but when I look back on our relationship, I really only have positive thoughts. I mean, of course there were moments I'm like, God, we were crazy. We were like, whatever. But overall, like, I think we had like a very sweet, innocent love. I really do.
You know, that's high school. And I think that to be able to look back on that and see it that way is something special. And that's what's great about doing this podcast. And it's been fun doing it with you is like, we can look back at this stuff and laugh because, you know, we're way beyond it. And we know that like, of course, at that time in your life, everything is so, you know, above your brain power, basically. Yeah. You're not mature in your brains yet. You still have a lot to learn. And so the way you act out in processing all these heavy emotions is difficult. And we went through all that. But now, you know, it's years later, we've all gone on and to do different things. And it's just, it's funny to see how even right here, the beginning of our little maturing, you know, of like moving that relationship into a nice place in our life of, you know what, there was a lot of positive, a lot of great things that happened at that time and the negative falls by the wayside. And I could sit here and say the same exact thing. I look back at that time in our life, I'm like, oh, what young kids.
Right.
You know, and look at all the stuff that we went through together. And that is with everybody in this show. You know, all the stuff that we went through in real life, but then also taking on the show, you know, really forms that bond and makes it unique. But yeah, you know, it's funny that we've got a little bit of the mature conversation here as we have our little back and forth. And I say, I've always gotten the vibe that I did something super harsh. Like I'm an asshole. So it was interesting.
You did.
And then I shoot you a look, which is really funny. And then you say, I'm not having this conversation right now. And then I say, oh, I don't miss the tone of that voice. But we say it in kind of a laughter, like moving again, the beginning of where we can be now, which is like we can look back on that stuff and totally laugh on it. Yeah. And there's no grudges. There's no anything. That emotion is not boiling there anymore.
Yeah.
And it's funny to see that. And the way that conversation plays out, you can't write that.
Yeah, I agree.
Back and forth between us. I mean, that's real life. Yep. And I think that's what's captivating to an audience who's trying to process reality TV kind of for the first time in their life of like, okay, what's real, what's not.
Yeah.
But I'm being very drawn into this because it is relatable. It is not so polished in our dialogue and the way we speak. And it's just like, it's
right,
really
if you
funny.
Got handed a script with those lines, it would almost, all of it would have this like really negative tone to it, you know? But mm-hmm. we had this way of making it like, it's all good. Like we're playful, we're having fun, we love each other, it's all good. And I think that's why I like this so much because, and then like you jump on my back, like we are cute and flirty and having fun, but it's like, you can tell there's a difference now. It's not the same as it was.
It's a friendship now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know that like, it's not like, all right, there's anything on that you know, taking it above a friendly level. It's now we're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that history, but like we could be friends now.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
We did it. We got
there. Yeah, there you go.
It took a minute.
But in MTV's world, of course, the way that they, you know, put a stamp on it of like, oh, you know, the way Steven's acting with Lauren and then come the way he's acting down with Kristen at the beach. And they've got the song playing in the background by Wes Hutchinson. And the lyrics are all the ways we can't let go, all the weight we carry on. It's way down deep where I get no sleep. All the things I want to be and all the things I cannot change live together inside of me where they swim about.
I love that you wrote that out because I always felt like with this show, the music they played was telling you what to feel. So there you go.
Yep. I mean, that's a part of it. And that's what, for me, it's, you know, I'm doing this now with what everyone is doing great in storytelling. You're helping
guide.
Really emphasize certain moments and emotions. Yeah. And yeah, when you want to, you know, let a little song carry you through, it really elevates it. And it, you know, it does here. And so they did it. I thought it was a great choice of music here. Very well done on their part. And I want to say this scene, which I find so interesting because we, of course, you know, set up for MTV, we're going to go sit on the beach and we're going to talk. And we're going to talk about, oh, this is the end and how you're feeling and moving on. And then when we go to the top of the stairs, you see that there's...
That's the real scene.
We're waiting for them to set up. And they want to get us coming up the stairs, get in the truck. So they're moving their cameras. The production team is doing their thing. And we're just sitting there waiting. And there's a real moment that happens that a camera catches because one of the guys who's already in position is just rolling, as of course they're, you know, instructed to do. Just keep rolling, right? Yeah. And, you know, you're still breaking down.
I'm crying again. Yeah, I mean, so this was actually one of my favorite scenes in the entire show because it was very real and raw and there were so many emotions. But yeah, to your point, it was like we would start these conversations off camera and then they would pick it up and get it. And those, to me, like, that was us. That was not an MTV-guided conversation. I know, like, meeting at the beach was and starting that conversation down on the beach, but then it turned into a real thing. And that's when you got me crying. Like, that's when you got the real me. Mm-hmm. I know I did other times on the show, but with you, I wasn't going to go there on the beach, but we were able to when we thought it was just us.
Mm-hmm.
Or I thought it was.
I mean, yeah, but you still see, like I was saying earlier, there's so much going through your head when you're sitting there waiting and then, getting up to the top. It's like, it just keeps coming in waves for you.
Yeah, I know.
There's even setting up like a goodbye that is, you're like, I'm saying goodbye to Steven, who's, you know, he's not my boyfriend anymore. We're doing an MTV show. But there's still a little
it's
sense of
emotional.
Goodbye. And it's another reminder to you that like, you're moving on with your life. And, you know, this next chapter is here. And Regina George has got to find some new friends over there.
Well,
everything that you've built
Alex
all these years.
Alex is coming with me.
That's true.
So, but still.
To round out that scene though, between you and I think there's another masterful moment by MTV where, you know, it's shot over me through the truck onto you. You've got your jean skirt on and then I put the car in gear and I'm out and then they tilt up to your face and you're watching me go and they've got the song playing there and boom, that's it.
All the feels.
There it is.
Yep. Yep.
So well done there, MTV.
Yeah, really great scene. You guys, let's chat about Living Proof. Hair problems can be complicated, and finding the right products that work for me is an expensive game of trial and error. Thanks to Living Proof, I'm saving time and money by getting the specific products that actually work for my hair. My hair is color treated, and especially with blonde, you have to be very careful, I think, just how much you're styling it, how much you're washing it. So I really try to make my shampoos last and my styles. So when I wash my hair, I'll blow dry it, I'll style it, but then I want to extend that at least for 1 or 2 days. So Living Proof is perfect for that. Living Proof is the leader in scientifically proven high-performance hair care. Their mission is to solve the world's toughest hair challenges by inventing different types of exclusive hair tech to treat individual hair health needs. Not sure what products are right for you? Well, instead of guessing, I start by taking Living Proof's AI online hair care quiz. It analyzes my specific hair care needs and styling goals, then uses their first-to-market technology to help customize the right hair care routine for me. Living Proof studies the root cause of specific hair issues, and their scientists develop groundbreaking technologies to treat it. When the ideal formula or solution doesn't exist, Living Proof actually invents it. That's why they are credited with 120 global patents, 450 plus formulas, and over 200 awards. After 20 years of leading hair invention, Living Proof prides itself on their commitment to rigorous testing that is unparalleled within the hair care industry. Living Proof always formulates without silicones, harsh sulfates, SLS and SLES, parabens, and phthalates. They're also PETA certified, cruelty-free, color-safe, and safe for chemically treated hair. Thank God, because that's me. I absolutely hate washing my hair every day because I think it just dries it out. And so I absolutely love their Perfect Hair Day dry shampoo. And with a name like that, you are definitely going to get perfect hair. It really revives your hair. It fluffs it up. It makes it look like you just got it done. And I can't stress enough how much I love their products. Okay, you guys, so save your hair from the guessing game and give it the products your hair deserves with Living Proof. Visit livingproof.com/beach and use code BEACH to get 15% off your first purchase. That's livingproof.com/beach, code BEACH for 15% off your first purchase. livingproof.com/beach, code BEACH. All right, you guys, let's talk about Hiya. If you've listened before and you're a parent, then you've definitely heard me talk about it. I love them. Typically, children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise. They're filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other just gummy junk growing kids should never eat. That's why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved superpower chewable vitamin. While most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and can contribute to a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with zero sugar and zero gummy junk, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. Hiya fills the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste they love. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and many others to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else you can imagine. Check all the boxes. Hiya is designed for kids of all ages and sent straight to your door so you have one less thing to worry about. If you guys follow me at all, then you know what a health nut I am. I am constantly reading nutritional labels. I want to see what is going in my body, my kids' bodies, and I really stay away from additives, chemicals. And so that's why I'm such a fan of Hiya, because there is no crap in these. And I just have peace of mind that my kids are getting all of the vitamins and minerals that they need. If maybe we're not eating the healthiest, especially now with summer coming up, we're probably going to be on the go a lot more than we have been. And so I'm sure they're not going to be eating as healthy as we typically do, which it's all good because they'll be taking their Hiya vitamins. And you guys, we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/beach. This deal is not available on their regular website. So go to hiyahealth.com/beach and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
There's a final scene I want to mention, because this is where I got emotional.
Are you going to cry right now?
No, but seeing Alex H., yeah. You, and Jessica all say goodbye.
At my house, yeah. I was a wreck watching this.
Like, I feel like you're getting a little emotional right now.
Tears streaming down my face. Just, again, I mean, it's so real. You know, and all the emotions that we're all going through. I mean, and I say in this scene, you know, thank God I don't have to say goodbye to you, Alex, because I was only saying goodbye to Jessica and I was a wreck. But I want to say, this is when I was really driving up to LA. I can't imagine that it would have been a different day. I don't know why it would have been. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I'm a crying wreck. Jessica is crying. And that's just how it was. I don't know. But luckily, Alex and I were moving in together. So we didn't have to say goodbye to each other. I wouldn't have been able to get through the scene, I don't think.
Mm. So much emotion there. Yeah, really moving and really sweet to see that between you guys. And look, I watching this whole season, some of the episodes for the first time, and seeing everything that you guys went through, I was very invested in that story. But just seeing, to me, some of the most interesting stuff is you and Alex H. and Jessica together. Because you guys all had so many different things going on, and you're trying to help each other out, but you're still so young and still trying to figure everything out on your own. It's good stuff. And so I think to the end, to see you guys all first, you know, you're hugging Jessica and there's a lot of I love yous, which again, not many I love yous thrown between Cedric and Talon and Jason. And you guys then, you know, Alex joins the hug and you guys are, you know, just bawling. It's really sweet. And then that's it. I do need to point out your jewelry at that moment. Did you notice it?
My earrings?
Not your earrings.
Oh, I think I had some sort of a horn necklace
okay,
on.
Okay, it was the horn?
And these blue earrings, yeah.
Okay, I didn't notice the blue earrings, but I noticed like it was like a bobcat tooth or something. I was like, was it like a claw? And then I was like,
it was some sort of
talon?
A horn. Maybe Talon gave it to me. Yeah, no, I noticed it. I was going to just skip right over that, but hey.
Do you remember, I think Talon had a license plate that, his license plate was Eagle Claw.
Oh, God.
Do you remember that?
No. That seems right.
Well done,
Talon. Yeah, suits him, I feel like. That is really funny. Yeah, no, I had a lot of questionable jewelry choices on the show for sure.
Come a long way.
Besides, then, the black choker, that thing has stood the test of time.
There you go. And then we've got Lauren saying goodbye. She's got her black and pink bag sticking out of her BMW. Yeah. I wonder if she really drove to LA like
that. I know.
That.
I was wondering the same thing. There's no way.
I don't think so. I mean, no. It's like with her and I on the Golden Gate Bridge with the surfboard that's out of the truck. Like, obviously, that's, you know, some extra staging there by MTV. But yeah, then we get to the end there. And yeah, this was, you know, surprised to see this. And it was moving to see a lot of these nice memories flash on screen as they were showing you coming down to check the, you know, look out at the ocean.
Okay, the montage at the end.
Yeah,
you're
deep in thought there.
I know. I absolutely loved this. I thought it was really sweet. How else would you end this show? You've got to do it like that and go over all of the good memories and really wrap it up in a nice bow. And I thought they were kind to us, where they were really showing us in a positive light. And personally, I'm just so happy because they really made it seem like I was a stone cold bitch on the show. And this whole episode is like, see, guys, I had emotion. So I just loved it. The montage really pulled on the heartstrings and I thought it was really very sweet.
It's great to hear you say that about what you felt with the show, because I've always told you this as well. I felt like, yeah, of course, they really hammered on you for being the quote-unquote bitch.
Yeah.
And didn't feel like that was true. And to have this last episode where, yeah, you are processing so much emotion. You are very raw. You're crying a lot. And then to have a montage at the end there filled with some positive memories. And
yeah,
then,
it wasn't all negative.
Yeah. And you say goodbye to Laguna as we all say goodbye to season 2 of Laguna Beach. And there you are driving and created by Liz Gately pops up on the screen.
I know,
and that's a wrap.
The shot of me actually driving out of Laguna, I thought was very cool too.
Yeah.
It was a very beautiful shot.
We pull out of there, we pull out of Laguna Canyon and we're off. Boom. So
great way to end it.
There it is.
I mean, I felt like it was my own little personal montage. Like this episode for me, it was like, for me, I felt like it was like made for me. I'm like,
you earned
thank
it.
You.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
They gave you
this
a little gift.
This is one I would go back and watch in 20 years. Probably the only one, but I would watch this one again.
Speaking of a little gift at the end of it all, did they give you something? Do you remember MTV giving you a gift?
They must have. And now I don't remember.
I remember I got a watch. I got a tag watch, which my dad.
Then I remember.
Maybe they gave you one as well. Like a female.
Maybe. Yeah. Although I feel like I would have remembered that. I feel like they gave the girl something different, but now I can't remember what it was.
Hmm. All right. Let's round it out here, you guys. What's your audience rating for this episode?
Okay, audience, I went A. And again, maybe I'm looking at it from a personal lens, but because for me personally, I love this episode, but I thought it was extremely emotional. And I just really loved the montage at the end. And I felt like all of these emotions are relatable. So, and just wrapping up the whole thing, I just felt like it was a great episode.
Yeah, I got the same. I mean, they edited together perfectly. A lot of great shots. The music was good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, they've got something here, of course. And yeah, for a personal rating, I'm going A-.
My God.
I'm keeping it positive. I'm keeping it up at the A. You know, A-, I mean, I don't know. It's just the minus is for, you know, you've still got a little growing up to do, you know?
Oh, God.
So,
just give yourself a fucking A.
You
it's
can
the
get
last
boom,
one.
Plus.
Boom.
There you go.
Boom. Nice work.
We didn't chew our food or we didn't talk with food in our mouth.
Right?
We didn't mumble too much.
There you
but
go.
You know what? Yeah. It's an A minus.
Sorry, fine. I also gave myself an A. Maybe I'll go A plus. I don't know. This might be my first A. I'm not entirely sure. If it isn't. It should be. But I mean, shit, I finally showed some real emotion. I wasn't just a bitch. So nice work to myself.
All right. What about a quote?
Okay, so I said this about Jessica, that the first time I met Jessica, she came up to me and said, I just want to introduce myself before Alex M. says anything about me. And Alex H. goes, well, that hasn't changed much. It's just like so perfect for the girls' dynamic.
So high school.
He's so high school. Yeah,
that is a good one.
And I guess we instantly became friends, so it worked.
Did she come later? Was she, do you remember, or were you, is when you arrived later?
It must have been when I arrived later, because okay. I don't ever remember her being the new girl, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, what about you?
All right, I got two here. I got one from you and one from Lauren. We'll start with Lauren's. And at, you know, she's talking about her poor judgment with guys.
Yeah.
And she's talking about, you know, her new move to LA. And she says, it'll work out this time. I love LA. And it's nice to see that for her because, of course, it does ultimately work out. And it's the beginning of what is a massive success, which is The Hills.
Yeah.
And that show. And then, you know, she still has a whole roller coaster ahead of her of life and stuff to deal with. But to see that it does work out for her, considering all that she's gone through in this show, is really sweet to see. And she was right. So that's a nice line. I thought that is, you know, to go with the heavy emotion, kind of the whole scene. I kept it serious here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with you. You mentioned it earlier on the beach. You know, you said the whole year, I wanted to leave. I wanted to get out of here. And now it's here. And yeah, we talked about it already. But that's it. Everyone could relate to that at that point in their life. That is such a big realization. And that you can only feel when you get into that moment. Because we all think, I can't wait to go. Oh, it's going to be exciting. And oh, maybe it'll be a little weird. But I'm ready to go. And then you're, you know, looking at it in the face. And you're having a little trouble processing that. And you're scared. And that's, you know, some people come home from college. Like, people don't make it. Like, it's like, it's a lot. And look, again, an audience watching this show, we talked about the relatability. You know, for me, seeing the show and people being able to feel maybe a little less alone and watching it, it's moments like these that make it really cool and make it really special.
Yeah.
So that's that.
That's that.
What about do-over? Do you have one?
Oh my God.
I don't have one either.
No, I don't have one.
No do-overs.
Shocking.
At the end of it all, no regrets.
Take the horn necklace off.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe.
I'll take the sunglasses off my forehead.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, you know right. Put them aside. There you stop go. Fidgeting.
There you go. But strong episode. Great way to end it. I was so happy with this episode.
Hey, dude. Well done.
Thank you.
You survived. Laguna Beach,
barely.
The real Orange County.
Barely, but I did it. Wow, I can't believe that's it.
So I want to real quickly talk about season three. I was curious. Okay, I jumped in there. I thought there was a new song over the opening credits, but it was just over the like introduction of the characters. So I was like, oh, right away. I was like, oh, they made a big mistake. They didn't keep the Hillary Duff. But then I watched a little further. There it was. There's the Hillary Duff song. This girl Tessa is the narrator. And they're introducing all these new characters. You do see Elsie's jacuzzi again because they're introducing her little sister. So Lauren and Brianna are in there.
Yeah.
And then Jessica Smith.
She's on it?
She's in it because she's dating one of the guys.
What?
I was like,
who is she dating?
Cameron.
Wow. I really forgot about all of that. I don't think I've ever seen even 2 minutes of season three.
Yep. So I watched the first 5 minutes of the first episode.
So now you're going to go watch the whole season?
Oh, you know, I'm good. I'm good on Laguna Beach.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. But it was interesting to see that.
Smithereen Docks making an appearance. Wow. Okay. Well, you guys, this is not our last episode of the podcast. We have one more. We're going to recap both seasons. So don't be done with us. We have one more week. So tune in next week. Thanks for listening to Back to the Beach with me, Kristen Cavallari, and the best ex-boyfriend ever, Stephen Colletti.
We are so stoked to bring you along on this journey back through Laguna Beach with us.
You can find us on Instagram at Dear Media Studio, hashtag BTTBpod, at Kristen Cavallari, and at Stephen Colletti.
Got any questions about the show? Give us a call on our Back to the Beach hotline, 1-844-LAGUNA-0.
And if you like our show, please make sure you follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to this so you don't miss an episode. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review.
Back to the Beach is a Dear Media production hosted by Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Colletti.
Our show is produced by Rosalie Atkinson.
Post-production by Amanda Vandekar, Michelle Harrison, and Taylor O'Connor.
Music supervision by Jonathan Lane.
Our theme song is Come Clean, written by John Shanks and Cara Diaguardi.
Cover composed by Steve Shebby.
And our executive producers are Jocelyn Falk, Paige Port, and Michael Bostick.